The million-dollar question, would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Ryan LaStrange, and I like having the choice. Now Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or you can hear it. Download the Charisma Media app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismaaudio.com. That's charismaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A Florida pastor was briefly arrested this week for refusing to close his church. Now he's announcing that he will, in fact, close his church and is trying to set the record straight. Find out what he said after this break.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
Rodney Howard Brown, senior pastor of The River at Tampa Bay Church and founder of several ministries, recently issued a statement following his arrest by Hillsborough County after Howard Brown insisted his church would never close until Jesus returned and continued to hold church services in defiance of county public health restrictions implemented to prevent the spread of coronavirus. In his statement, Howard Brown says that though he was treated well by the deputies and staff who booked him and does not hold ill will toward any of the individuals involved in his arrest, he believes the charges are trumped up and that the county discriminated against his religious organization. Howard Brown said, "The fanfare and drama that surrounded my arrest was completely unnecessary. A simple phone call informing me that I had been charged with violating the executive order and needed to come to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office would have sufficed. I would have been willing to turn myself in, but was not offered that option. It was unnecessary to send law enforcement to my home, and it was unnecessary to hold a press conference even as I was being arrested." However, Howard Brown did say that he would close his church for the Sunday, April 5th services, though he had not made a decision yet about whether it would reopen in time for Easter on April 12th. On April 1st, Vice President Mike Pence told Americans to avoid all church services of more than 10 people, and on the same day, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a statewide stay-at-home order to last through April 30th. Time will tell how both Howard Brown and the local county respond to these calls, but please pray for peace and for the health and safety of the local community. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.